Center that we need to do that. Absolutely, we need to do it right away. No doubting, but, well, this is a real shock because there's so much effort and energies and connections with businesses, and the rippling effect of this is significant for the growth of that area out there. Wow. And we've been telling everybody for the last 10 years, ever since we put it on the list, and it kept climbing to the top of the list.
Things happen.
But we need to handle it publicly wise. And
the determination is one of two. Get it off the list or go to eminent domain and go forward. That's the only two. And the county right now is not expressing any desire. And when you're eminent domain, one of the primary families like that, or two of the primary families like that, the collateral damage of that is significant.
And as a whole, and I don't mean to call them out, I pick on our sewer guys, you're from the sewer guys and wastewater guys, you know, they'll eminent domain as a hobby almost, it seems. That's nothing for them. But of course, it's underground, you don't see it afterwards. Roadways, I work with 70 to 80 counties in the state on any given year. I work for St. Charles County. I work for Clay County up in Kansas City, Cass County. They still avoid it like the plague. It is not a popular option for roadways unless it is. It's not just a Taney County thing. Just counties in general try to avoid. I think in 2,000 or 3,000 projects for counties, we've done one that had a small bit of eminent domain on it, but they actually flexed and did it. They only bought, by the way, but we only had one end up in it. Actually, eminent domain where the county went through with it. I don't remember where that was at, but we've only had one in the entire history of Great River that actually pushed through it. Cities might do a little bit more. MoDOT does it from time to time, but the appetite as a whole is very rare to pull the eminent domain card on the road. Sewers and utilities do it all the time, but they don't quite change the landscape of the land so much. Roads, because they change the landscape so much, there's no appetite at almost any county level statewide.
I would second the motion to remove it completely.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to remove item one from the project priority.
It's like a bloodletting. But
list? Yeah. Any discussion? See none. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Move item number one.
Okay, and back to the, like the 160 and F highway, do we, where would you recommend putting it on the list?
So, okay, here's kind of the changes I've got on my list. You can make a motion to approve me to do them all, or you guys want to talk about them, whatever.
Better.
So, F highway and 160 intersection, reevaluate that, get it back on the list, think about the complete list. The High Road and Buchanan intersection, some kind of improvements there. Reevaluate a little bit the Buchanan and Sunrise Drive intersection, make sure that talks about geometric and a throughway. There's a couple of these, you know, that I said were completed, I'll update those. I think that's it. The only other one, I guess, is do you want the intersection to Maple Street as a project on here, or is that part of the expressway?
I would like to see that we redetermine that and call it a...
I'll look at the road, Maple Street extension or something like that. I don't know what you're Maple Street.
Hollister Parkway extension.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm looking at is...
Let him look at it and see where he thinks to rank them.
Yeah. Three new projects and then update a few other things.
One more to add on there would be Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge. I don't know if I told you about it or not. I want to. It's in motion to get a new bridge. We didn't get picked this year for any BROs, and that particular bridge has a ranking of four. And once they rank a three, you have to shut the road down or the bridge down. And we didn't get picked. I don't quite get that.
Yeah, so that's getting close. And as I said, there's so much to travel across that every day.
Make a motion to incorporate all those items that we're supposed to.
So my only question, I guess, on that Cedar Creek Bridge, you know, not that's a huge number, but I think it's, I think our contract's like...
As far as I'm concerned, it could be the last one, because it is in motion, and it's not going to get any...
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is it, I mean, I think it's our contract, honestly, I think it's like $1,000 for a new project and create the whole sheet and go through the whole evaluation. It's already in motion, is it worth adding to you, or are we just going to add it to the...
I think it needs to be on the list, I don't know if it's fair, fully developed, but if in fact you compete for BRO funds and they say, well, is it on your priority list, and you say no, that's not a good thing.
We can put it on.
It's the same way with that, that Hollister Parkway extension. If we go to try and move that bridge money and HUD says, well, is it a priority, and you say, no, it's really not on our list, that'll be a kiss of death.
So I guess is it worth $1,000 that would it be the gamble of trying to get BRO money for the pro tip sheet?
I don't even know that it has to have the $1,000 developed. We just put it on the list and we'll say development's in progress for...
That's all I meant, just to show people that it's part of the project that we're in the works on.
Because there is some significance to this list.
And we can review at the next meeting how these fall out with the point value that he adds to them. And
that's what I mean.
Like I said, that one will just show up as last. Because
Right.
Like a bunch of them down here on the completed that I had added to it, just that I hadn't even thought to even put on there, but to show the people what all is being done in the county on improvement.
Yep.
And maybe what we would do with something like F and 160 is put phase one completed.
So I'm saying I may call it
4-1A. So that it still does get credit for doing some things on some of these types. Round Mountain, I mean, is substantially complete, but it still has those box culverts.
They would have been done by now, but it's just a matter of production. We're so far behind on the building.
I don't think anything really changes on the transload. You know, the location probably does, you know, with the expressway gone, but as far as the ranking goes. There's only one on there, so I don't know if there's any update to that, but is there any question?
There's only one.
Well, and that transload, if we get to Maple Street, it might be such a thing that we can go up the hill and get on to Maple Street and out to the interchange pretty easily, because that route wouldn't involve Layton's, it wouldn't involve Rittenhouse's, it wouldn't involve any of that. It'd just be a different route up. So the transload facility may be salvageable. And we still need to find that route, because obviously Travis has been involved with this, but we're heading headlong into how we're going to handle the increased sewer flows for the increased population of the county. And for Hollister to continue to go out through Old Mill Road and down by City Hall and all that, with up to 40 loads of tank trucks a day and all this other stuff, is unrealistic. So if we find a way to the transload facility site, we can find a way out of it. Wastewater plant back to Maple Street, but Maple Street won't help us if we don't have a way to the interchange. So I think we can leave the transload facility on there. The access to that would be realigned off of the expressway and onto some kind of local arterial collector and that would be my
I'll check that one too. We may have to change the description and map a little bit on it, but we'll figure that one.
We never did actually set the site of the transload. We looked at two or three different options and ran some spur track layouts, but so it's still flexible.
Where we show it now is out closer to the airport, so it doesn't even actually show it.
Okay, well, that's good, except the railroad won't approve that site. Yeah, they have approved it on Youngblood's old Mill Road. They have approved that. I have that document.
I'll change the wording to be.
But for right now, and again, that's one of them, that when you put that stuff in here, it gets everybody energized.
That sign has been approved, you said, by the railroad. What artery is it closest to? What street?
Well, it would have to come up to Maple Street. And there is undeveloped land and ways forward that we're going to be necessary to hook onto the expressway. So the expressway hookup really wouldn't even have involved the lake.
Say, could you hook up the Mole Mill Road to Maple for easy on part of that undeveloped land?
Yes.
I don't know what the contours are.
Not easy, but we could traverse it, and part of it's 5 radio transmission towers that don't use a third of the land, and the rest of it's just land that has to be precluded so that if the tower falls, it doesn't fall on an occupied structure. Well, the road could go through there. So there we would have to do some research. And the other thing is, I don't want to speak for the young bloods, but their careers are getting in the sunset, and they're not as anxious to maintain. And there's no young generation of the young bloods that I see doing anything. So it may be an opportunity to actually buy out some land there and make that happen. But if we take off the list, because if we were to get multimodal money and then we had no plan, no way forward, no concept, that's not good. And probably the $4 million price tag has went up by 20%, so throw another $1 million on that and be close to MoDOT's price increases.
So that facility can be placed anywhere along the railroad.
Sure.
So it's got that flexibility where an optimum place is.
It's just elevation and the geometrics of the track.
Not those economics, the dollar.
So,
all right.
So, was there a second on that? Somebody has to second that motion.
So, yeah, we have a motion to approve the changes that Travis said to the prioritization list. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Motion and second. Make the changes that we just discussed. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry. Okay. So, as far as the stuff with the SIMCOG, the 3 projects, is all that past net with that project being removed? Does that affect anything?
We're gonna need to send you a new prioritization list, which is probably gonna mess with you a little bit.
Yeah, and then usually we update our list like every year, and in May to update that Tane County list.
It doesn't affect anything right now until May, the next year.
The only bright side I see to that is the widening of 160 through Forsyth. It'll slide up a little bit. Fingers crossed that'll happen someday. All right. Anything else?
So our Public Transit Human Services Coordination Plan is out for public comments. We had public notices in most of the newspapers in our 10 county region. So if y'all just want to encourage any transit users, especially individuals with low income, disabilities, and senior citizens, human service agencies such as Senior Center, Forsyth Senior Center was one of the ones that I did email out. just to let them know about the public comment period, but anyone